Today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Gimel, getting towards the end of the Masechta. Before we begin, I would like to dedicate today's shir should be Le'ili Nishmas Mrs. Lidin Weinbach, Allah Shalom. She's the mother of my chaver Elchanan Weinbach. The shiva is ending today. A wonderful woman, and would like to do the shir. Okay, here we go. We'll start with the Mishnah at the top. Kol shelu zocha. Okay, sorry. This is talking about the oros that are what's given that are not given to the kohanim, and later on we'll learn today about the oros that are given to the kohanim. So this Mishnah is talking about the ones that don't go to the kohanim. Kol shelu zocha b'mizbeach b'visara. Any ola which the Mizbeach didn't get it. In other words, it became possible before they did the Zrika Saddam. So in that case, lo zocha kohanim ba'ora. The kohanim do not get a chelik and azoicha for the or of it. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, olas ish. That's the drush we're going to work with. Maybe we'll just read the whole pasuk that's based upon. Again, Perek Zayin. The pasuk says, v'hakohen hamakriv es olas ish. Or ha'ola ashehikri v'kohen lo yihyeh. So he gets it. So that's the pasuk. Okay. So this is the drasha is shenemar olas ish ola she'also le'ish, meaning that it's going to be the man is going to work for the ish. For the he's going to be, yotze his chiyav with that. Ole shenishchato shlo lishma. If they brought the ola for the wrong shlo lishma, right, for the wrong sake. Also lebailim or lekohanim. Even though he's not yotzi eschiv with this korban, nevertheless the or would go to the kohanim in this case. Echad ola sa'ish ve'echad ola sa'isha, both for the korban ola of a man or of a woman. Now because ola sa'ish, you would think, no, or sehem la kohanim. Both of these or sehem the hides go to the kohanim. There's a Rambam over here. Psulim mukdashin. Perek Yud Tes, it's the very end, right? I'm going to skip a little bit. V'chein zevach shehuvsha b'nimtza treifa o shenifsa b'machsheves hazman o b'machsheves hamokom hoya v'lo nirtza hazevach yisarif ha'or b'im kod shekalim b'in shekodshim b'in b'kodshim kalim aval im nasi b'machsheves shinu hashem af apishlo o l'baylim hoya v'nirtza hare or l'kohanim o l'balov k'mosh v'ernu v'zevach shuchat porim shrika eno posel. Okay, you actually maybe see a little bit more as we get to that. Let's finish the Mishnah. Oros Kadoshim Kalim, right? So you have the skins that from Kadoshim Kalim, Lebailim, that goes to the owner. Oros Kodshe Kadoshim, Lekohanim. The skins from Kodshe Kadoshim go to the Kohanim. Kavachomer. Uma im Ola, Shlozoch, Besoro, Zoch, Beora. Right? It's a Kavachomer that by the Ola that they don't get the basar of it, it's an Ola, but nevertheless they do get the or the skin. So kadoshim kadoshim shezochu bebasar, if they get the basar from it as well, ain't a din sheyizkei be'ora. So certainly they should get the skin. So ain't mizbeach yochiach. Nope, the mizbeach itself will be break that kavachomer she'ain or b'chomachem because it never gets it. Okay, the Rambam over here is in Ma'aseh Korbanos, right? Perek Hey. So the Rambam says, "Kol oros kodshe kadoshim lakohanim." Right, the skins of all the kodshim go to the kohanim, as we said. Bein bekorbanos tibur, bein bekorbanos yachid. Whether it's a communal one or a private korban, shneemar. As the pasuk says, "Or haola asher hikriv." The skin of the ola that was brought as a korban. Aval oros kodshim kalim. The skins from a kodshe kalim, they go to the bailim. Anyone that does that doesn't get brought on lozocha kohanim ba'ora, the kohan did not get that. Shnemar olas ish olas also ish, right? That's from the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, now continuing with the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan olas ish, this pasuk which we read, prat leolas hekdesh, comes to be memait to exclude the case of hekdesh. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Prat laolas gerim. It comes to exclude the ola that a ger would bring. Over here, when the Rambam brings this down in over here, Chaf Aleph, Hamatis olas lebedek habayis v'chol hamatish nechosav v'hay behen zechorim Shedinon Shikrivu Olos Ein Rosehim LeKohanim Shnemar Olos Ish Prat LeOlos Hektish. So that's what the Rambam brings. It's the Mamayit the Hektish El Yemachru HaOlos VeYiblu LeBedek HaBayis. Going to sell them, and the money's going to go to Bedek Bayis. The Gemara's going to explain Echad Olos Ish O Isha O Oved Kochavim O Eved Or Osehim LaKohanim. Both a man or a woman, a non-Jew or an Eved, they all go to the Kohanim. Lo Nemer Ish El Lahoitzi HaHekdesh. So he rules like, we'll see, like Rabbi Yehuda. My Prat Olas Hekdesh. The Gemara says, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says it's being excluding the Olas Hekdesh? Rabbi Chibar Yosef Prat Olas Haba Min HaMoisrois. So it's coming to bring, and so we might, anything that was brought from property that was like left over, you know. For example, let's say you had an animal and you bring it as an asham, right? And then let's say you did a different korban as an asham instead, and now that animal's left over. So what do? So you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you sell it. So now what do you do with the money? So that money would go for the keitz hamizbeach. Those are the korbanos that were brought, literally like the desserts. I mean, in the downtime, so it's not bekavadik to have the mizbech sitting idle. So therefore, the money would go to bring these korbanos. Now, what's the kunz? Because this is now a korban tzibur, it's not considered to be like a person's own ola, and therefore the kohanim get no chelik in the or. That's what it means. The olas hektish. Ha nichleman da amar says the gemara that works out very well. The moisros lenidvas. Tzibur Ozle, that if you have anything that's left over, right? Most of us nowadays we translate like luxuries, right? It means things are extra, things you don't really need, but anything, it means like something that's remaining left over. So that goes to the Tzibur. I understand very well, okay, that's what's in my mind. But Lamanda Omar Moistros Nidvas Yochid Ozle, that they go for an individual person, his korban, Sama'ik Lamem. What are you going to say? If this is now this is like his korban, so then it would make sense that the Kohanim should in fact get a chelik and get the or of that. Kid Omarava, ha'ola. The pasuk says ha'ola, ola rishona. Ha'chinami, ha'ola, ola rishona. So what pasuk is that going on? Pasuk says in the beginning of Tzav, ha'ish al nizbeach tukad bo, lo sichbed vir aleh ha'koin 18 babokir v'aruch aleh ha'ola. Right, the ol is brought. V'hikdir aleha chel ve hashlomin. So what's the drasha? So since it's ha'ol, the hey ha'yedid, right? That one. So that's the first one that's brought. So here also you have the hey with it. So that teaches us that the kohen gets the or of that first one. In other words, if it was originally set aside as an ola, but not but it wasn't purchased from the Mosros. That's the Chiddush. Revi Avai, Ivu, Amar Revi Yanai, Prat Lematvis Oyla Levedek Habayis. So he's going to explain to Yehuda a bit differently now. According to this, when we're saying Olas Ish, that's going to exclude a person who's bringing the Korban for Bedek Habayis. Because since what did the Baal want? He wanted to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So since he's giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore the Kohanim don't have any rights in this skin. So lo mi boy lamanda omar, it's not even necessary to tell me, according to the one who says, kod shebedek habayis tofsi mi deraisa, that works on a deraisa level to korbanos that were already brought, right? In fact, that this animal is no longer going to belong to a person. So the Kohanim don't have any claim on it. Elafilamanda omer lo tofsi, right? Even according to the Manu who says that on Dereis level, it's not toyface, right? Because it's already belonging to this Beach, hani mili boser, aval or toyface, right? That only applies to the boser itself, but to the or, the skins of it, the Bedek HaBayis applies, and then that would mimele knock out any claim that the Kohanim would have for it. Vchein omer avnachman, omer rabba, omer avua. Rabba Baravua, Prat Olas Haboa Min HaMoisros. Okay, going back and explaining what Rav Chibar Yosef said, that another raya for this that it comes to exclude thing that's left over. Omer Le Rav HaMenuno L'Rav Nachman. Come on, so who are you going like? Rabbi Yehuda? You go like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Oh, 1 second. Hahadrebe, Rabbi Yehuda went back and was chozer. The Tanya you learned in a Braisa, it's a Mishnah in Shkolim, Shisha Linadova. So there were six types of boxes that were shaped in a like thin on the top and wide on the bottom, so you couldn't like stick your hand in there. you know, like Lahav, they have like the mailbox, right? So you can't, the way the mailbox is, you can only put in, you can't take out. So too in the Beis HaMikdash, you can only put in, you couldn't take out. So the shishal and the la'ol habam and hamoisrus. So one of these we would go for an ol that was from the olas. Shloha kohanim zakim bara, because they didn't have any zchus in the skin. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So you see from this that Rebbe Yehuda holds that the kohanim didn't have any chelik in here. Over here, there's the Rambam as well. This Rambam is in Psulim Mukdoshim, Perek Hey. The Rambam says like this: Moiser kini zavim, kini zavas, kini yedolos, rei chatos vashamos. Moiser hem yipul nedava veyikruvu oilos. Kemo b'chaviran. Moiser ola, right? You have left over from an ola, la ola. Moiser shlomim, la shlomim. Moiser mincha, la mincha. Moiser pesach, la shlomim. Moiser nazirim, la nazirim. Moiser nazir, la osir nazir. Bamed v'ramim morim she moiser chatos la nedava bechatos kavua. When there's a set, oh. Mishu chaye b'korban olav yored v'hifrish ma'os lachatos behema v'heoni. Right, he set aside, then he became poor. Maybe tachtehem or umachalin al haor v'hehana mehem v'chein. Okay, it's a different kind. Im hifrish demeho ol haoyf v'heoni. Maybe tachtehem asibus ha'efa v'yachal al ha'mos aleha v'hehana mehem. Okay, but I'll call upon him. The call, the key point to bring is it that the olos, the mosers go as an ola. That's like the key point in the Rambam we see. Says the Gemara. Amr lo Rabbi Nechemya, v'amri lo Rabbi Shimon, im kein. If it's true, then bitalta midrasha shel Yehoyada Hakohen. So now you've just destroyed the drasha of Yehoyada Hakohen. Detanya, zemid drasha Yehoyada Hakohen. Ashem hu ashem ashem laHashem. Kol habo mishum chatas mishum ashem yilakach bo olos v'basar laHashem ora laKohanim. So what's this going on? So we have to look up to a little Navi over here. One second. We look to Melachim Beis. The beginning of it's actually interesting. This is actually the Haftorah they read on Shkalim, right? It starts off, the parak says, Ben Sheva Shanim Yehosh B'malko, right? So Yehosh was 7 years old. Then we'll skip a little bit to Pasuk Zayin. Vayhi Bishnas Esri Mishlo Shan Lamelech Yehosh Ben Chiz Lo Chizku HaKohanim Ez Berek HaBayis. So he didn't like the way they were doing the Kohanim, were running the Berek HaBayis. So he sets up a new system, as the Psukim and the Navi describe for us. Skipping a little bit more. So now this is what it means. It can't be taken literal. The following pasuk, Yud Zayin, we're in Melachim Beis, Yud Beis. Pasuk Zayin, Kesef Ashem v'Kesef Chatas, Lo Yuva Beis Hashem, La Kohanim Yihiyu. It goes to the Kohanim. So it cannot be taken literally. It cannot be that the Psukim go over for that. It must be that it's going to the an Ashem, right? So if you're saying Pshat, now this is what Rabbi Chaim says to Rabbi Yehuda, right, or sometimes Rabbi Shimon, that you've destroyed the Drasha. So Amr Le, Rav Nachman says Rav Hanuna, Ella Mar b'may Mokimla. So according to you, how do you learn Olas Ish? So Amr Le, Mokimla Le b'makdish nechosov. I'm talking about a case where a person who's makdish all of his nechosim, his property, so this would include animals that could be an ola, right? If they're brought in ola, this case, then the kohanim don't get a chelik in that because it's considered to be given over to the mikdash. Kidur Rav Yoshua, like Rav Yoshua says, the Tanan, hamakdish nechosim v'hayu behen behemos haru'yos legabe mizbeach, if you're giving over all your property and you had animals that could be brought as a on the Mizbeach, so it depends. If it's Zacharim Unikevus, you have either male or female. Zacharim Unikevus. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Zacharim Yimachru Litzorchi Olos. Rabbi Elezer says anything that is able to be brought as a korban should be, must be brought as a korban. So if it's a zachor, so that's brought as an ola. Nikevos, what do you do with the female ones, right? So you can't bring those as an ola. Yemoch l'tzorchei zivchei shlomim. You're going to bring those for shlomim. Udemehem yiplu sha'im sha'ar nechosim l'bedek habayis. And any of the monies that's left over from that goes with all the other property to the bedek habayis. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Right, so he said that again, that everything that's could be brought as a korban is brought as an ola, right? And everything else was better kabayis. So zucharim atzmam yikruvu olos. the male animals become olos, nekevos yimachu letzorach eshlamim. Okay, they're brought as eshlamim. Via viu b'demehem olos, and then you bring from their money olos. Sha'ar nechasim yiplu levedek habayis, and all the other things you bring as the what's it called to the bedek habayis. So he doesn't bring the nekevos as shlamim. Rabbi Shua holds that when you give over all your property stam, you makdish it to the base of minyan. So what's the assumption? The assumption you want everything to go to Hashem. You don't want any part of it to go to the kohanim. So therefore, it will come out that any nekevos, they're not going to be brought as a shlamim, because when it comes to shlamim, everyone gets a chelik in the basar. The baal gets a little bit, and the kohanim get. So what does he do? He has to sell these nekevos, right, and use them as the shlamim, right? Others would use them as a shlamim, not him. And then the money that he got from selling his nekevos, he uses those to buy an ola, because an ola, we know, goes entirely up on the mizbech, and nobody gets to eat from it whatsoever. Okay. So Rav Huna continues. Now, Afil Rabbi Yoshua, even according to Yeshua, Da Omer Adam Cholik Hekadesho, he says that he would, right, that you could be mechalik and say that the behemoths, they go, and then the other property goes to the Bedek Habayis. Hanimili Boser. That's only applying to the actual Boser, which could be brought on his Mizbech. Aval or Tofes, but the skins, right, which is not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, right? So therefore, the Kohanim don't get any chelik in that. That's the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from this whole pasuk, from the phrase Olas Ish. Okay? Then the price continues, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Prat La Olas Geirim. This comes to exclude a ger, that they don't have any chelik. Omale Ra, I'm sorry, yeah, I read the wrong. Omale Rav, Simoy Bar Chilkoi, Lervina, Atu Gir Lav Ish. Who? What? He's not in the category of an Ish. Of course, he's an Ish. So Amarle Prat LeGir Shemes VeEin LoYorshim. No, it means to talk about a Ger who passed away and he doesn't have any to be Yorshim. You know, there's no one's going to inherit it. Or your regular Jew certainly has Yorshim. If he doesn't have any children to be Yorshim, the father gives him. If the father's no longer alive, then the brothers get from him. He has a brother, then the uncles, the father's brothers get from him. Right? It goes on. But a ger doesn't have any ger ki katan shnola domi. So he has no biological relationship or legal relationship even to his I shouldn't say that, I said backwards. He has no legal relation to his biological family, right? So if he has no children, he has no heirs. So in this case, then his property just becomes hefker, and anybody who takes it is zoiche in it. Right? Yeah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Olas Ish, Ainli El Olas Ish, Olas Geirim Noshim Avadim Minayin. How do you know that? Tama Loimer, or Haola Reba. So it's come, it's added with these, it's included in these as well. Now Rashi has a little bit of a different use. Rashi doesn't have Geirim in this, right? Because it's included in Olas Ish, right? Some say no, it's just it's the Girsos, therefore it's out of habit, so it was put it in. There's a Tosfos over here. The bottom Tosfos on the daf Ainli Ela Olas Ish Geirim Noshim Vavodim Inalan. So Mashma Mechad Kro Habimamitin Noshim Vavodim Vidinhu. Right, we learn this all out from the same Pasik Daha Yafin and Mehadad Bigzira Shava the law. Right, we learn out Xer Shav of law meisha, right? Okay, so that's where it's all. It's the same thing. Veiksha Rabbeinu Chayim de Perak Hachovel Masrich Trei Kroy Gabi Edus. We didn't learn it all out. We didn't take it all from the Xer Shav for Edus. Here we are, but by testifying, we don't Chadam Ute Noshim veChadam Ute Avadim. So why by Edus we needed two psukim, but over here we learned it all together. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Yishlomer de Gabi Mitzvos. For mitzvahs, okay, then we'll learn it out, the gzeirah shava. Aval gabi edus, that's a separate category. Lo shayach lemeila, you can't learn that there, because edus is not, it's a separate, unique category. De ein toli b'ne'emonus, right? It's not a question of whether or not I actually believe you or I don't actually believe you. I'll bring you a ride. It doesn't matter whether I believe you or not. Shahari Moshe V'Aaron, the two most believable people in the whole of Klal Yisrael. Right? Loma Eden. Right? They're not allowed to because they were so shocked. Okay. Loma Shum, Loma Hani, Hilkach, Heche the Goli Goli. So therefore, it's in certain places we can learn out the Gezer Shavah. And other places we cannot. So that's why over there in Achova, why we had to learn out two psuk in order to be memayit each one of the cases. But here we're learning all out from the same. Okay, so then we go back to the Gemara. Im kein, if it's true, ma tamalomer olas ish. So then, what's olas ish coming to tell me? Ola she'also le'ish. It has to be an ola korban that worked to set. That was ola that satisfied. The works for the person. Prat l'nishchato chutz l'zman v'chutz l'makoma. To be memayit, excluding those that were done chutz l'zman, chutz l'makom. Shelo yehu ha-kohanim zakoim v'ora. Those, the kohanim, don't have any, they're not zoichet, they're not going to have any chelik in the or. So yachol, I would think, shani marbe shenishchato shelo l'shmo. Hoyavolo also be lebailim. So I would have thought to include an ola that was not for the same sake, but is brought for a different korban, since it's not going to work for the baal. Now we turn to Amud Beis. Lo yehu kohanim zakoim or I thought they don't get any chelik in it. It's a talmud loyim, no or haola mikol malkam. Right. Nevertheless, right. They get it, even if they did not necessarily satisfy the obligation. Nevertheless, we're still going to say that they do get a chelik in it. Okay. Or haola. What do we learn out from that? Ainly el or haola or is kodesh kadoshim minayin. How do I know that you get the chelik in kodesh the kod? Chelik in the kodesh kadoshim, so Talmud Lomer or haola asher hikriv. Right, it says the ola that he brought. So that would include anything that the kohanim were bringing. So yochel shani marbe af kodeshim kalim. I think it also would include kodeshim kalim. So Talmud Lomer, no, to teach me not like that. Ola ma ola kodesh kadoshim af kol kodesh kadoshim. So it comes to be might that it's only for kodesh kadoshim, but the kohanim do not get a chelik in kodeshim kalim, only in the kodesh kadoshim. That's the comparison to the ola. Rabbi Shmuel Omer or haola, right? So he learns out something else. Ainly ela haola oros kodeshim kadoshim minayin. How do I know that you get the oros of the kodeshim kadoshim? V'dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma ola shlo zochu b'visora zochu b'ora. By the korban itself, they don't get any meat because we know that ola is all burned up. But nevertheless, they are zochu be'ora; they get the skin. So kodesh kadoshim shezochu be'besaron. In case where you do get the basar, ain't a din shezochu le'boron. Certainly, kal v'chomer, you should get the skin, the or. No, mizbeach yichich. We can slug this up. It's not a good kal v'chomer from the case of the mizbeach. So what's unique about that? Shezochu be'basar v'lo zochu be'or. Right, that it gets the basar but doesn't get the or. Sama lemizbeach sheking lozocha b'miktas. One second, by the mizbeach, it doesn't get all the oros. So tomer kohanim shezocha b'miktas, but the kohanim do get some of them. Right, the Torah tells them from an ola that you get that. So hoyo v'zocha b'miktas zocha b'chulon. Since they get kohanim get some of them, they can get all of them from the kodesh kadoshim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, "Kol atzmo lo hutzrachnu el or haola bilvad." You don't have to learn this out of that they go to the kohanim. We only need the pasuk to tell me by the or of the ola itself. Shebechol makom haor mahalech acher habaser. Because normally the Torah doesn't say you have to skin the animal off, right? Within. So in all other cases, so the or follows whatever you do with the basar. Parim and nisrafim, mesirim and nisrafim. Right? If you have bulls or goats that are burned inside, right? Hein or osehim and nisrafim imahim. Then they and their skins are burned. Chatas va'osham b'ziv cheshal mitzibur matan lekohen. So these other types of korbanos, the osham, the ziv cheshlamim, right? Tzibur that are given to the kohanim. Ratzu mafshit enosam, la ratzu oichlin osam agabi oran. So if they want, they could be mafshit, take off the, flay them and use them, right? If they don't want to, then they can just eat it with it. Kodeshim kalim the bailim. So the kodeshim kalim go to the bailim. Ratzu mafshit enosam, ratzu oichlin osam agav oran. Right? If they want, they could, what's it called? They could eat it there. There's a Rambam here in, if they want, they could eat the Basar with the high as well. So in Meiser Kabanos, the Rambam over here, this is Perek Hay, Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam tells us, Kol hazvachim aktirunei mureihim al gabi mizbeach, acher shezorkin b'hadam techila. Right, you, the emurim, the innards, right, the fats and everything that you bring on the mizbeach, that's all done after you do the zrikas hadam. V'chol hazvachim mafshitin osam v'acher kach motzien es emurim. So you flay them, you skin them, and you take out the emurim. V'ein mafshitin osam ad sheyizorek hadam. We don't do it until after the zrikas hadam has happened. Chutz mechatas hanisrofos, except for the chatos that are burned. She'ein mafshitin osam klokz. You never skin those. Shnemar es oram v'es besorim. Nimtzei somer comes out. Zorek techila v'acher kach mafshit. You first do the zrika, and then you exclaim. The korea umoitze emureim umaktir. Then you take them out and you bring them onto the mizbeach itself. But you see clearly here that you have the option of eating it if you want. Okay, says the Gemara. Ava ola ne'mar bo vehivshit esa ola venitach osa. Linasacheha. Right, by the ola, it says this is the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, that you hifshit, you flay it, right, and then you cut it up. Yochel lo yehu kohanim zachoim ba'orah. So the havmin would be that the kohanim would not get any rights to having the or. Talmud loymer or ha'ola asher hikriv. No, later on it tells that the kohen gets the chelik. He gets to have the or of the korban that he in fact brought. So lo yihyeh that he gets it. This comes to exclude three people: the Tavul Yom, the guy who has become Tameh, and he went to Mikveh, now he's waiting for Harav Shemesh. Comes to exclude the Mechusar Kippurim, the person who hasn't brought the Korban, and comes to exclude the Onin, the person who is in between the stages of Misa and Kavura. She yachel lo yizkib bosa shehu la'achila yizkib ba'or she'ena la'achila. Right? You would have thought, since they're not going to get the bosser, right? They do get they will get the or. So Talmud Loimer lo ye prat lemechusar kippurim v'tvul yom v'onin. It comes to exclude these three categories. V'tana kamanami, right? So why didn't he also learn it out? Very logical, just like the Rabbi Shmuel did. Why did he come on to having a pasuk? Just use a svara, right? Tepik le'medina. Just use the same kavachomer. No, milsa da'asi v'kavachomer tarach v'kosav lakra. That even though it could have been learned out through that, nevertheless the pasuk wrote it out. Reminds me, I once heard from Ramir Tursky. He told me an interesting. I was asking him questions about, you know, seems like there's some exceptions when we don't follow the pasuk of the Ramah. So he told me, you know, 19 out of 20 times we follow the pasuk of the Ramah. But in the course of that conversation, which we led into, he told me over from Rishon Hayin Zatzal. He says when a Rishon says a svara, if they have a raya, is it better to bring a raya from Shas or to bring a raya from a svara? So he told me over the name of Shlomo Haim that it's stronger when a Rishon brings a svara, because they're coming with the entirety of their knowledge of Shas and Poskim, and therefore that's their machshava and their limud and their havana is coming to bring the raya. So again, it relates a little bit over here, this whole idea about sometimes there are psukim, but nevertheless it could be learned out through a kavachomer as well. Okay, not exactly connected, but there is an overlap. Okay, let's keep it moving. The Rebbe Yishmoel Haivash. Hi, Asher Hikriv, right? That phrase, right? That you have to be from the Ola. My Avile was he do it prat l'tvul yom chusu kippurim va'onin. He excludes them that they don't get a chelik in the or. V'tepik le'emi lo hiyeh. Learned out from the pasuk of lo hiyeh, right? Why doesn't Rabbi Yishmuel learn make the same Josh Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did? Rabbi Yishmuel l'taime. He goes according to his reasoning. To Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmuel. Ne'emar ba'ola. It says by the ola lo hiyeh. V'ne'em ba'oshem lo hiyeh. For him it'll be malaholan atzmosav mutarin. So just like by after they do the zrikas adam, then the atzmos, the atzmos, I should say, right, the bones of that become mutter. So afkan atzmosav mutarin. So to the atzmos, the bones that are not attached to the boser and they're not supposed to be on the mizbeach at all, those are also mutter to eat. So when it says mufne, it has to be that this was open. I mean, it was here. We mean open means it was superfluous. Therefore, you can make this gzeira shava. De ilomu, thinks if it had been open, ikal mifrach, you could have had a good pirch on this. Mal oshem shekein busar mutar, you could ask by the oshem that its boss was allowed. Lo yeah, Kro Yaseiru, right? So you have to see the note. This was just extra because it can be. Rashi points out Kro Yaseiru. Where's the Rashi? Right before the Mishnah, right? The Motzi Lemichtav Or Ha'ola Asher Hikri V'Lakohen. It could have just written that. V'lishto, can I be quiet? Why do you have to add in those extra words? Lo Yes, since it's extra, that's how you could learn it out. Okay, now the next Mishnah is going to be discussing the status, what's the din by the or of a korban that's possible. So says the Mishnah, Kol hakodshim she'eru behen psul, kolim lehev sheitan, einor sehin lekohanim. So anything that became disqualified before they took off the skin, then the or does not go to the kohanim. So what happens? They're burned, right, with the basar. But acher hev sheitan, but happened after the animal skinned, so orosehim lekohanim. Then in that case, the or does go to the kohanim. Amar Rabbi Chanina Sagan haKohanim miyomai lo reisi or shiyot lebeis hasreifa. In my whole life, I never ever saw an or going out to be burned in beis hasreifa. So Amar Rabbi Kiva. Right, so you see from the fact that the Rabbi Chanina Sagan haKohanim said this midavar v'lamadnu shahamafshit es bechor. Benimsa treifa, sheye osu hakohanim ba'oro. So if you had a bechor, right, and you did this, and you see it was a treifa, so it's an interesting word, sheye osu, it means like you could derive benefit from, right? In the Torah, the Chumash, it says that it means like to agree to something or to consent, but here in rabbinic idiom, it means to get benefit from it. Vechachomim omrim, says the Mishnah, ain lo ra'in a riot. Just the fact that you didn't see it doesn't mean it's a riot. It still could have happened. Eliyot lebeis hasreifa. Just because you didn't see it happen, doesn't mean anything. Right? That's actually an interesting sugya that comes up in Hilchos Shechita. Whether if we haven't seen somebody do something, does that affect their status of whether it could be a shochet or not? Okay, let's do the Gemara. Anything that the Mizbeach, that's the previous mission, right, so that he doesn't get, Lozocha Kohanim Ba'ora, right? Va'afal Gav de Afshite, right? La'or Kodem Zrika, even though you took off the skin before you did the Zrika, so money, so who's this going like? Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, this is the sheet of Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, because he says, the Omer Ein Hadam Meratza Al Ha'or Mifnei Atzmo. The Dam by itself isn't going to help, right? It helps with the or should be meratza only with the bosser, but since the bosser now became posel, so the zrika is not going to accomplish anything. So since the zrika is not going to accomplish anything, it doesn't help for the or either. Aim a seifa. Okay, what do you do about the seifa though? Kol hakodshim she'eru behem psul kodim shehev sheitan ein or sehim lekohanim. Well, acher hev sheitan, but it happened afterwards. Or sehim lekohanim. They do get it. So then in that case, also in the Rebbe. Now we're going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, to Omer Hadam Meratze Ahor Bifnei Atzmo, that it is, right? Rabbi Shimon said it's not, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says it is. So Reisha Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Seifa Rabbi, right? Is that going to be true? That it's really going to be a thing? So how's the Rambam Paskin over here? Again, Perek, we're coming to a lot in these last few Dapim, right? Maisa Korbonos. Hey, Halacha Chav Kol Kachim Akrashim She'ir Behem Psul Koidem Hev Shaitan. Any case where it was Kachim Kadosh, Kachim Kadoshim, and it happened before they skinned it, Ein Orosei and LeKohanim. The Kohanim don't get it. La'ach Hev Shaitan Oron LeKohanim. If it happened afterwards, then the Kohanim do get it. V'chol Oros Mechalkin Oiso Anshe Mishmar Beneihem Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. Okay, so they would divide it up on from Friday to Friday. Okay, so Omer Abaye says the Gemara, me the seifa Rebbe he. From the fact, now we're saying the seifa is like the sheet of Rebbe, Reisha Nam Rebbe he. So the Reisha should also be that. Umod Rebbe she'ein hevshe koidim zrika. And he would agree that the hevshe, you shouldn't skin it before you do the zrika. Because since the korban can't become possible before they take off the skin, and practically speaking, so the kahanim would never actually be zoich in the or unless the mizbeach would be would work for the boss as well. So Rava Omanah, I'll say the opposite way.
not Rebbe, the other way. Midereisha Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Sefer Namri Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Right. So no, I can tell you that the opposite way. It's not like Rebbe. It's like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. My kodem hefshet. So what does it mean when it said that they are zoiche in if you know before? It must be my kodem hefshet umay acher hefshet. Right on top of kuftal. What does it mean before and after? Kodem shenira lehefshet, acher shenira lehefshet. That the pshat is that it before it became fit for that, or before it became fit, or after it became fit, which really means, the other words, the zrikas hadam. That's the key point in the thing. So, according to this, the two mishnayos aren't shver. Right? There's no contradiction. They're both saying that the kohanim depends on whether a proper zrika was done or not. If it was, they get it. If not, they don't. Okay. All right, the Mirat Hashem, we will continue here on the top of Kuftal on the second line.